Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You're listening to Meter and the Coach. Call the show at 401-737-1287. 1037 WEEI, Southern New England Sports Original.
Great stuff with Mark Packer of the ACC Network. He's Tim Welsh. I'm John Mita Perel. This is Meter and the Coach. How's your bracket? How's your bracket, everybody, at 8:35 on a Sunday morning in 26 degrees? Feels like April weather, doesn't it, Tim? Spring is right around the corner, which means opening day, April 9th at Fenway Park. Opening night is Thursday night at Seattle. The Red Sox are not throwing Nick Pivetta. They're throwing Brian Bayo. He's your opening night starter. Bayo, Pivetta, Cutter Crawford. Boy, that's a headline rotation. Tanner Houck. That really makes you really think, like, you know what? There's playoffs in the sights for the Red Sox. But your Yankees are wounded as well. They have not gone out to get another pitcher with Garrett Cole being down. Tampa Bay will obviously be around again. Toronto, their pitching's not great. So the weird thing about the Red Sox is, and I've said this, and I've been honest about it with you since you asked me about it back when the season ended. You go get me a right-handed bat, you go get me another starter, and they're right in the race. And they've done neither. And that's why it's puzzling to me. Like, I don't understand it. Like, you're not far away from being actually a playoff contender. The team is bad right now. I think they're probably going to win 75 games, and that might be high. But you're not that far away from being a contender.
Really? Why?
Because what I just said.
Okay.
Because I mean, Baltimore's the best team. Are they going to win it? Who knows? Their pitching's iffy too. There's a lot of iffy around the division, even though it's a strong division. I'm not saying that. But the Red Sox balanced their lineup and got me another starter. They'd be in it too.
Yeah, but they're not going to be though. Why wouldn't they have done something before this? I mean, every time you listen to Craig Breslow, he's defensive about this stuff. Why would you ever question me? Well, yeah, why would you? Because you're the GM of the Red Sox and you've never done anything before. So do something. Make a move. Why are you here? And yeah, I'm sure people above him have tightened the strings and he can't open up. He can't go get a Montgomery. You know, how many problems would he solve?
He would.
Is Montgomery still not signed?
Still not signed.
Unbelievable.
Blake Snell's gone. San Francisco, whatever. He is what he is. He's a 5 or 6 inning pitcher. I'm not saying Jordan Montgomery is a Cy Young candidate either, but at least he would solidify your rotation.
He's a top 20 name, and I feel like it's embarrassing for the sport of baseball that you have top tier free agents not signed less than a week from opening day when we've already had regular season games overseas, where the NFL free agency, you blink and they're all gone before the tampering period ends.
Well, that's because he has Scott Boras as his agent, and you know he's asking for the moon, and Snell asked for the moon, and he didn't get it. And you know he got a short-term deal. That's what they should just give Montgomery. Give her a short-term deal. And give him a short-term deal, and that then – you know, you solve your issues for this year, right? Not all of them, like you say, and Meter. I mean, he's had injury history, of course, too. But you owe it to your fans. Come on. I mean, it's so obvious.
That's my point. Like I'm a thirsty fan. You know that. I lived and died with the Red Sox. It's who I am. It's in my DNA, as Mark Packer said. There's a lot of me around here. I know baseball is struggling. We haven't even gotten into Shohei and that whole mess. Boy, what a disaster. That has all the makings of a disaster for Major League Baseball. The question is, will they actually investigate the guy? And the fact that, you know, we talked about it a little bit last week, and I kind of threw it out there, and you were surprised. The season started at 3 a.m. West Coast time in South Korea. Your number one franchise, the LA Dodgers, against another good team, the Padres. They're starting your season at 3 a.m. in South Korea. Well, that makes a lot of sense. Clearly the game's a mess on many levels, but from a Red Sox standpoint, give me something. Exactly. Like I said it earlier, Cedar Rafaela, great, great prospect. I think he's going to be a really good player. I'm going to like watching him play, but not exactly a lightning rod for you at this point. Maybe he will be. Hope he is. Hope he's an all-star. Has the makings of it, I think. But I think they're not that far away from being competitive.
Well, and we know now with the new setup, it's much easier to get to get into the playoffs. Look at the Diamondbacks last year. I mean, you just have to be close.
Yes.
And you can get in. You got to have not a minor league roster, a minor league pitching staff. And, you know, that's notwithstanding injuries during the season. So, looks like another long summer to me. You know, sometimes you catch lightning in a bottle, but over the course of time, we all know 162 games. If you don't, you're not prepared to come into it full bore or full throttle meter. You're not going to be competitive. And, you know, you lose your pop year after year after year. And it's hard to get it back. It's hard to get it back. And, you know, I just think about a few years ago, they're a few games away from the World Series, and the excitement at the ballpark, that's all gone. That's all gone because their brand has been a slow burn, kind of like the Pats. Just like the Pats, it's been a slow burn, and there's not much excitement heading.
The thing is, though, Coach, people still care about the Pats. They're not apathetic yet. You guys have been critical on other stations hammering home the draft stuff. Well, at least the callers are still calling in on the Pats. I haven't seen a Red Sox call here in months.
Yeah, well, NFL. It's the NFL in general. I mean, baseball has lost a lot of its luster in the last 10 years. They're trying to get it back, obviously, with some of the rule changes. But then you have the pitchers complaining now that they're getting injured because of the pitch clock. Give me a break. Are you kidding me? Sandy Koufax, what do you think he's saying?
Or Ron Guidry, you think he'd be worried about that? Roger Clemens, for that matter, too.
Or Dennis Eckersley, just ask him.
That too. I got a question to ask you as someone, man who's obviously kept an eye on and done well in the business world. If someone lost $4.5 million of your money, and you think you'd probably have an inkling that they were losing $4.5 million.
I mean, what a joke, Otani, this whole thing.
Yes.
And they're covering for him. First of all, no bookie's going to let some interpreter run up a $4.5 billion debt. Okay, so there's more to this story. It smells bad. And another issue for baseball. Another issue is how are they going to deal with this?
Do you buy that they're actually investigating him?
No.
Or is it like a pat down in an airport?
Yeah, no, they're not. They're not. It would crush their branding as far as the most biggest face in the game. It's a big cover up. There's no doubt about it. There's no doubt about it. It's a big cover up. And the way the news cycles go, they're going to hope you forget about it as the season begins.
Oh my goodness. It's just, when I heard about it, I'm like, wait a minute, isn't there a thing called DraftKings and FanDuel? But then I heard that it's illegal in California, which is another joke. But okay, what are you doing, Shohei? Like, this is from 1983. This is Pete Rose. This is 40 years ago. This is like a bookie, and it's like an old movie you're watching. Like, it doesn't seem 2024 to me.
Well, exactly. especially with all the online stuff you could do with
right
with the DraftKings of the world. I mean, you don't have to be in California. You can go somewhere else and do your work. But I don't know. The whole gambling thing's ridiculous to me anyway. Some of it. I mean, what are these guys bored? Why are they doing this? I mean, how dumb is it?
It's dumb. Well, what do you make of JB Bickerstaff calling out the some threats that he got from some fans from Cleveland, saying that his family was threatened by gamblers. He got and this is going to be a problem now, and it's definitely on the radar of all the leagues because it is so prevalent. It's so easy to do now with every resource at your disposal on your phone. JB Bickerstaff was threatened. What do you make of that?
Not surprised. You know, we know that gambling is a different level, and all you can do is now that it's legal in most places, you knew something like this was going to happen. It's going to happen, and it's probably happened.
Why
more
specifically
than
was Bickerstaff threatened, guys?
Well, because he got on the wrong side of some gamblers, Joe, from Cleveland, or who knows where they're from. They could be from Boston. I have no idea.
Yeah, I mean, these guys that put huge money up because they're doing a lot of illegal things. And, you know, they're flexing their muscles, whether it's he sat guys out or he didn't run the right play down the stretch or whatever. These guys don't fool around. You know, right. It's scary, you know, for a guy like him. But it's, you know, I don't know how you control it because the horse has left the barn. Well, you know, everybody's got some sort of gambling site now, including ESPN. It's called ESPN Bet. So it's like, you know, it's a slippery slope. You know, if it's done correctly and in moderation, it's like anything else is fine. But then you get guys like this that get involved. Hey, it can go the wrong way. We know that.
Yeah. And, you know, Spoelstra detailed a specific incident with a sports gambler that happened last year during a game. Someone had to be removed for being so upset over Victor Oladipo not taking an open three-pointer at the end of the game. And someone behind the bench was screaming at him. Security had to take him away. The game was already over. He didn't shoot an open three. The game was decided. This fan was totally beside himself. He was a gambler. He had money on whatever the score was. As Spoelstra said, there's a lot of unintended consequences with that from a security standpoint that I'm not sure everybody totally understood. Think about you, Tim. In your coaching career, you didn't really have this when you were coaching Providence. You know, I mean, obviously there was gambling, but not DraftKings and FanDuel. But did you ever have a fan yell at you from a gambling perspective?
Well, not really. I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh, sure. That's a yes. That's a yes.
I don't remember. So it's, you know, nothing to that level, though. Nothing to the level that he spoke about. But, you know, listen, it's been around in the sports world for a long time. And you'd hope that the DraftKings of the world would make sure that, you know, everything's above board. But you still have these type of things, not only with Bickerstaff, but Ohtani. And I don't think that'll ever go away.
No, it's clearly here to stay. The money is just ridiculous. But we got to take a time out. We'll come up with things that intrigue us and find out who that gambler was from Tim Welsh. This is Meter of the Coach, Sports Radio, WEEI.
He didn't have a face, just a voice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.